Hey.
What's up, friends? Welcome back. We've got a really fun episode in store for you today. Mm-hmm. Starting things off, we're going to introduce you to a friend that we have on the podcast today.
Whom we love dearly.
Yes, we love him. He's amazing.
He's our first co-host.
Oh my God. Double co-host.
Yes. Look no further, Ryan Weaver.
Woo!
That's for all my ASMR listeners.
We're not an ASMR podcast.
We're not trying to be like ASMR. Please don't ever do that again.
I'm so into it.
So Ryan's going to talk about himself and some of his favorite movies, and then we're going to talk about Tom Hanks.
And how he literally won't die until he plays every single human being alive.
Yeah.
Don't ask me how I know this.
Yes. He just got casted in the Mr. Rogers biopic, so that's fun. The Ant-Man and the Wasp trailer dropped, so we'll talk about
that. I have no idea that was happening.
I always forget.
Do we even need it at this point? The answer
it's
is
great.
No.
I'll tell you right now. I heard something, but I'm going to wait until we talk about it in the segment, which I'm very confused as to why they're still, I don't know, everything, it's weird. And last but not least, Black Panther! We are so excited about this. It's not even funny. It's going to be a good episode. We're ready.
Lots of screaming.
We are ready. I'm Luna.
I'm Santana.
I'm Ryan.
And this is Cinema Hoes.
This is for my future baby mama. Hope your skin is black as midnight. I'll take you out there, Honda. I can put you in the bins. I can balance out your chakras. Fornication is a sin. We can fuck our neighbor, God is our father. All in heaven.
Hi, friends. Welcome back.
Yeah, hello.
Yes. So, Ryan.
Hi.
Who are you?
Talk about yourself.
Okay.
For the class.
I'm Ryan. I live in San Francisco. I've been going to SF State for 4 years now. I'm a kinesiology major, but I also love film.
Yeah.
And I am in a film fraternity.
Which is?
I can say it.
Yeah.
I can say it. Delta Kappa Alpha.
Heck
AKA,
yeah.
I'm a DECA. Shout out to all my DECAs.
Shout out to DECAs. DECAs are great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. So I basically got into film basically from my grandpa. He would just always show me all these older movies and stuff, and he used to record VHS tapes of movies that would be playing on while I was in school, and then we would watch them once I got back from school. So it was cool. Yeah, I got really into scary movies because of my dad. He showed me Carrie when I was way too young.
Whoa.
The OG Carrie. So that's kind of just how, I got into film and stuff.
That's awesome. What did we say we were gonna do? Top five
favorite films.
Yeah.
Ooh. Of your lifetime that you've seen so far.
Yeah.
So all my favorite films are very recent films. So number one, I think, number one is Perks of Being a Wallflower. It's such a coming of age movie.
Solid. It is.
Yeah, it's a coming of age movie. I watched it when I was 16, 17, and all the characters are 16 and 17. I always said, even though people hate when I say this, but I feel like Perks of Being a Wallflower is our generation's Breakfast Club. You know?
I can see that.
Make references like that, and people shut it down. Do I make them anyways?
Yes. It doesn't have the same impact, but it kind of,
that.
Our coming of age.
Yeah.
At least.
Very much so.
There's
other
films.
They're both taking place in the 80s, mm-hmm. So I see the connection.
This is hard. Oh, The Dark Knight.
Really?
And I feel people don't take the action and thriller movies as seriously, but I do, and I think it's just mostly because
Heath Ledger. Because of Heath Ledger?
Yeah, it definitely was because his acting was supreme
rest
as a Joker.
Oh, for sure.
Rest in peace. Her, her.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's a general
Her is so good.
Her can break you down and stomp on you.
I would love to. That's what her.
Did you know, like, did you know, like the half, that's like half of the story, like, that's his version of Sophia and his, like, relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which I thought was really cool, how she made Lost in Translation. Which is, like, kind of her version.
Mm-hmm.
And then hers made. Is...
Oh, my God.
Her.
Yeah. Is there a Lost in Translation movie? No, there isn't.
The one by Sophia Coppola.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yes. I'm like, so... that I just mentioned.
Hi, sorry. I thought you mentioned, like, a book, sorry.
It's all good.
Anyway, that's three. I don't know.
If you can only name three, it's fine.
It's okay. I'll also say Black Panther, even though I haven't seen it. I just know it will.
Yes.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, but those are my movies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we're very excited to have Ryan here with us. He is a ray of sunshine in every way.
Amazing.
Yes. We love him. Very excited that you're going to be here giving your commentary on these things. First things first, the Mr. Rogers Neighborhood adaptation. Rogers. It's called You Are My Friend, and I ripped this quote from CNN, I think. They did an article.
It's set
to begin production in September and is inspired by the real-life friendship between Rogers and award-winning journalist Tom Junod. The cynical journalist begrudgingly accepts an assignment to write a profile piece on the beloved TV icon Mr. Rogers and finds his perspective on life transformed.
Question.
Yes.
Why does everyone like him so much?
He was just a childhood icon. His show would be on PBS all the time.
I remember watching a couple of them, but I felt...
Because he's your neighbor, Mr. Rogers.
Yeah. I don't know.
I felt very uncomfortable.
Yeah. I can see how it would make someone uncomfortable.
I can see that.
For sure.
Like, that was like ASMR for us as children.
Yes.
Yeah, no,
I can tell.
But I love Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
But see, that's what I'm saying.
He was cool. Well, like, I was so sad when he passed.
I haven't heard one bad thing about him.
Yeah. Well, Tom Hanks is playing him.
Which is literally no surprise.
Because Tom Hanks.
I honestly, like, as soon as I saw that, like, I literally just closed my phone because I could, like.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, of course it's Tom Hanks, but,
Do you think we really need this movie, though?
No.
Probably not.
Yeah, I was like, why?
Just watch a documentary about his life. Like, do we really need, does Tom Hanks
and
really
he will And he will claim another Oscar for it.
There are just some celebrities for no reason. Don't touch.
There's
like Meryl Streep.
Yeah, don't do it.
Don't do it.
I mean,
do it.
I'm treading on the day that they do a Michael Jackson one. Just don't do it.
No one can play him, God.
I know.
Like, literally, no one could play him.
I know, and I'm so happy about that. Thank God.
No, really, though, thank God. Because they would find a way. Hollywood always finds a way.
You see what they did to Tupac? His new movie?
His son? Or what are you talking about?
No, the new movie with Tupac.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was trash.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was not good.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, so that's happening. Great.
And what do you call it? Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yes.
That's what we're talking about.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
That was filmed here, and apparently it's set in SF, right?
It is set in San Francisco because when you watch the trailer, you see overviews of San Francisco. Mm. And I saw, because randomly I was meeting up with some family friends downtown, and I saw a bunch of cop cars and workers running around, and I didn't know what was going on because I didn't look closely enough, but I was walking over to a restaurant and some woman stopped me and she said, "Hey, sorry, ma'am, you can't go this way." And I was like, "Oh, I'm just going to the restaurant. You know, I'm not going, and she's like, "Oh, that's fine." And I go up to the second level of the restaurant and I look, and I'm like, "Oh, they're filming something." And I look closer, I'm like, "Oh my God, that's Michael Douglas. Like, what is going on right now?"
I've always wanted to just walk by a film set
and
just ask if I can just be a PA.
Right.
Can I do that?
Like, put me on the Marvel payroll.
Marvel, if you let if you know how, like,
Marvel,
if you need extra PAs,
we're here.
We're here.
Like, and we're ready.
I don't see POs, like, going around all that stuff. That's not even a word.
Yeah.
But... wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But it was really cool because Michael Douglas, and I'm 90% positive it was Michelle Pfeiffer because there was a woman there with him also in costume. So I think it was Michelle Pfeiffer. But they were filming down at Fisherman's Wharf.
Damn.
Yeah, which she hasn't really, really been wild. In any good movies or something.
Yeah, so.
That once happened to me. Sorry, we can go on if you...
What happened to you?
No, like, I didn't know at the time mm-hmm. that it was, like, the people of Sense8. But, like, I saw them shooting here. But, mm-hmm. like, I didn't know about the show yet. And then mm-hmm. I watched it. I was like, oh, my God.
That was them.
That was them. No,
but yeah, to shoot in San Francisco, your budget has to be
They're
insane.
They're also filming Venom here.
Yeah,
I'm Which pretty is, sure they still are.
I can't wait to and see Tom Hardy.
I know that's gonna be really exciting. I love Tom Hardy. Yeah, the Ant-Man and the Wasp trailer dropped, and like all first trailers, gives you no indication of what the actual plot is, but just shows you a bunch of images to get you excited.
Yeah, hell yeah. But
I'm kind of, oh, here's the thing that I heard. So this comes out in July, okay? Mm-hmm. And then Civil War comes out in May. Not Civil War, sorry. Infinity War comes out in May. But apparently Ant-Man and the Wasp takes place in between Civil War and Infinity War. Like, it takes place before
Interesting.
But they're releasing it afterward. That's what I've heard. I don't know if that's true, but I saw that going around on the internet.
I
don't know.
I think past, like, 2012, mm-hmm. my interest in Marvel has...
declined.
Declined so far.
You have to revive it for Captain Marvel,
like,
though.
It's, like, really... Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Only for Brie Larson.
Yeah.
But recently, it's just like, like my eyes are rolling. Right
I know
now.
they're doing a lot, I'm which is
for the new one.
Mostly for Black Panther, yeah.
But Black Panther is going to be, and that's why I'm going to go watch.
Okay, it. Yeah, Black Panther. That's pretty much
Black Panther, which is a good segue. Ready. So the premiere was on Tuesday, and the theme was. Purple or royalty?
No, it was royalty.
Well, yeah, but purple is the color. I think the color
purple
of royalty.
Is, for royalty.
Mm-hmm. Like, so that's they called it the purple carpet, which I thought was cool. So and
that's whoever was in charge of that, A plus to you.
Yes. Yeah,
100%.
Every single outfit was on point.
I want
black excellence, literally mm-hmm. everywhere.
God,
like, wow.
I want Lupita Nyong'o to kill me.
It was
right.
So
I just want Lupita? Her to kill me.
Lupita.
Yes.
Every single, oh my God.
She looked so good. But here is Santana, do you want to read it? You want me to read it?
Okay, well, who even is quoting this right now?
This is just the official...
We could say a little snippet because it's like a whole
thing. I know, it's
paragraph.
A whole thing. But basically the plot... of Black Panther is T'Challa, Black Panther, returns home to Wakanda to become king, but then some shit happens, a.k.a. Killmonger, who is played by Michael B. Jordan.
Who I also heard, like, killed it. Like, they said they were, like, crying for his character, and he was, like, the bad guy, which, it doesn't usually happen, or it mm-hmm. doesn't happen at all.
Yeah. But he and T'Challa get into a squabble, and it's basically I'm pretty sure it's a fight for the throne, but I'm sure there's some other elements in there as well. So that's really exciting. Lots of early reviews are coming in, and CNN said,
"Yeah, did you see anything about the Black Panther? Like,
I have
what are
not
your
read
thoughts
any."
On
Black- I have
Black
not read
Panther.
Any reviews or mm-hmm. anything because I just, for this movie, I just want to go in and watch. Because mm-hmm. I know people are, like, I mean, people are obviously, like, hyping it up.
Yeah.
But I don't want it to be, like, so hyped and I have an expectation going in.
Yeah.
Because I think that's why,
it's
like,
understandable, though.
So, like, I'm just going to wait. But I heard that, some reviews came out early and, like, people are talking.
Yeah. CNN said early reviews indicate Black Panther is both political and a worthy entry into the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
I honestly feel like it's just going to be, like, fresh. Like,
it is. It's going
to
be fresh.
People are so used to seeing, like, Peter Parker, like, mm-hmm. his character beaten to death
mm-hmm.
by Uncle Ben, like, with his own casket. Like, oh, my God. And, like, just Captain America and the whole Avengers squad. And, like, they're just so used to seeing all of that when... You know, it's just been seen so many times, so I'm really excited.
And Black Panther just isn't, like, the type of superhero that we're used to seeing on film. Like, I don't know, it's, like, cool, like, to see... I mean, mainly, yes, like, a black superhero that just isn't, like, the sidekick, like, which is, like, the main focus, like, the protagonist. So, I don't know, it's gonna, like, I definitely know it's gonna, like, break some records and stuff, but I feel like it's going to change Marvel's, like, idea of, like, what they should be making.
Yeah.
There's so many other superheroes. I'm like, why hasn't it taken us so long to get to Black Panther? That's why like, people have been saying for, like, years now, like, where's the Black Panther? Like, and a lot of people didn't know who Black Panther was just because he wasn't popular. But I don't know. I can't wait.
Yeah. I am really excited. I am so excited for this movie. It's not even a joke.
Like, I am. My hands are shaking.
Yeah, she's shaking her hands right now. It's just, it's going to be such a huge, like, stepping stone for Marvel to go in the right direction of, like, how their movie should be made again, because it's just so different. And I'm just ready. I'm ready.
Did you guys hear that the first cut was 4 hours long?
I mean,
yeah,
all assembly cuts are 4 hours long.
Someone's like,
but
I better see the 4-hour version. If not, I'm still seeing it either way, but so.
If they release an extended DVD and then it's,
I mean,
4
most
hours,
likely.
Oh my God,
I mean, they're definitely going to. Mm-hmm. But if it's 4 hours, oh my God.
Are we mad about it?
No.
Absolutely not. The answer is a big fat no.
Yeah. But Kendrick is doing the the soundtrack for it.
He is. He just released it today, like, the front cover, which is, like, the necklace that he wears. And then the back is, like,
the song list.
All the song lists.
And it's going to be amazing.
Really, really cool. If not, we'll retweet it from his account. You can get it on Twitter.
That's going to be really cool. And that comes out, I think, a week before the film. That comes out the 9th. Of February, and then Black Panther comes out February 16th, but early screenings are February 15th. Go see it.
So
Marvel, pay me for this ad.
Yeah, they're literally, I think it's going to, I mean, I read that it was going to be, like, estimated, like, 120 million.
That's crazy.
Dude, for the track list, I hope they released a DVD, not a DVD, CD, and, like, but I hope that the cover is, like, you know, that'd be sick.
That would be,
like,
so
necklace,
cool.
And the
put it in the mailbox.
Kendrick, please do
write
that for
now.
The physical copies. That would be dope.
Yeah.
But anyway, sorry, sidetrack.
No, that was
a
good sidetrack.
Yeah. Literally, like, watch them, like, tomorrow. Be like, oh, like, even though the movie hasn't come out yet, here's a little DVD, like,
yes.
Snippet.
Yes.
And it's fur. Yeah.
Yeah. But we're really excited about that. It's coming out in a couple weeks.
I think that's basically it today.
Yeah.
Unless you wanted to say something else.
No.
We got plenty of time.
No, I mean, I enjoyed being on the podcast. It's been a while for me to be on a podcast, and this went actually very smoothly. So thank you for having me here.
Yes, thanks for being here.
Back.
Oh, you're coming back.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan's coming back.
Yeah. Definitely for Cinema Royale.
Okay, oh,
sure.
Yes, that's,
like,
a good segue, too.
Oh, yeah. He's grinning.
Ooh,
from ear.
Yes. Cinema Royale.
But you're done.
Cinema Royale,
oh,
is going to be one of our new segments of us battling it out over different opinions that we have on films.
Hopefully, I can figure out a way where I can get it to be from, like, different angles so that we can film it,
but
we can be on YouTube and Vimeo and all that good stuff.
It's going to be great.
See what we look like when we
flap
our mouths, flap our lips.
Have strong opinions about things.
I won't watch it, but I'm sure it'll be great.
Thanks.
If I'm on it.
Oh,
if I'm on it.
Oh, okay, okay.
I do not like
you're
to look
true,
at myself.
You're showing.
But I believe our first, this is not totally set in stone yet, but we're thinking that our first Cinema Royale is going to be on Call Me By Your Name. So
Unofficially official. Unannounced.
Yes.
You need to share some opinions because I have them about that particular movie.
Ooh. Yes. Opinions will be shared. Blood will be shed. It'll be great.
Fictional.
Yes.
Blood.
Or will it? Who knows?
Ooh.
Gotta tune in and find
It'll
out.
Be like a paper cut, like, type of blood. Like,
perfect.
Like,
ow.
Another, yeah.
Yeah, but keep an eye out for that. And Again, our Twitter is up and running. We are at CinemaHoes on Twitter.
Look for our handle. Share us with anyone you know who do like listening to film podcasts or just people talking about film in general. Really get the word out there. Ryan,
yeah.
Anything? Anything to add?
Yeah, last? I don't really use social media, but like if you can find my Tumblr somehow, follow. But I'm not going to say what it is.
Well, wow.
Find
wow,
me.
Thank you. What if thanks, people Ryan. Really wanted to know what you looked and like were like other than on the podcast?
Well, find me in the club.
I thought you were going to say find me in the cloud. And I was like, find you in the cloud? What?
The cloud.
Yeah. But that's pretty much it from us today. Short episode today, but we always enjoy running our mouths and talking. So, yeah. You know.
Maybe we'll do shorter, frequent ones. Who knows?
Who knows?
Life's weird like that sometimes.
It is. Anyway, thanks for listening.
We love you all. Lots anyone love. That listens.
I love you, Mom. You.
Big bye. Kiss. Think it's different, boy, you trippin'. Gas break and dip, the cash came, I flipped the stack, yeah, yeah, stack, yeah, past the ceiling, so sack, the lid.